Kyle Rudolph is a Pro Bowl caliber player. In fact, he was MVP of the Pro Bowl after the 2012 season. He was poised for an even bigger season in 2013, but a foot injury cut his campaign short. He is back and better than ever in 2014. The Vikings are going to be excited to have him back on the field, and new offensive coordinator Norv Turner is going to find plenty of ways to use him. Let's take a look at the tape and show you just what makes Kyle Rudolph an elite tight end. The first play we're going to show you comes in a game against the Dallas Cowboys. Now, this was actually the last snap of the season for Rudy because he injured his foot at the end of the play. But this play illustrates perfectly what Rudolph brings to the table, a combination of catching ability, size, strength, and speed. All of those come together as Rudolph makes what is one of the better plays of the 2013 season for the Vikings. Now, pre-snap, to set this up, this is where Rudolph is lined up on the right side of the formation, just off of right tackle. Before we roll the tape, this is the route that Rudolph is going to run. He's going to go down the right seam, fake an outbreaking route at about the 20-yard line, and then cut it back up the field for an out-and-up route. And Christian Piner is going to find him at the perfect time. Now let's roll the tape here. A clean release for Kyle off the line of scrimmage. There's the faking the outbreaking route right there and turns up field. He is wide open at this point. And Christian Ponder, who's sitting in a perfectly created pocket, finds him and delivers a strike to Rudolph right at the 10. We'll pause it. Rudolph has one defender on his back. There's another defender right here who's going to converge. And there's a third defender right here who's going to converge, all at about the 5 or 6 yard line. And it should end the play and give the Vikings a first and goal. But Kyle Rudolph's strength, power, determination, and he gets into the end zone, stretches the ball across the goal line for a score. We wind it back and you can see the completion of the play. This is an unbelievable effort by Kyle Rudolph, and that's one of the things that makes him such a good player. The combination of speed, catching ability, and strength, it gets Rudolph into the end zone on this play. Now, they say in the NFL, a tight end can be a quarterback's best friend. They're oftentimes used as that security blanket in a tough spot, whether it's the red zone or third down. We're going to illustrate a play just like that right here. It comes against the Carolina Panthers. So right off the bat, it's third down, third and about 4 or 5. So this is a clutch situation for the Vikings. They've crossed midfield, and they're trying to get into the end zone. The pre-snap read here, Kyle Rudolph, right side of the formation in the slot. The Panthers are going to be in man-to-man defense, and this is the defender who's matched up against Rudolph. One more thing to notice before we roll the tape. The Vikings offensive line is going to form a great pocket here, and it's going to allow Matt Cassel to step up into the pocket and deliver a strike to Rudolph. So we roll the tape, and there you see the man-to-man coverage against Kyle Rudolph. And this is one thing that Kyle Rudolph does as well as anyone in the NFL. Look at him right here. Rudolph, a former basketball player, is treating this play as if it's a basketball play, like he's a center or a power forward posting up on the low block. That's what he's doing here. He's using his right arm to keep the defender on his backside. He squares his body to the line of scrimmage, creates a big target for the quarterback, outstretched arms to make the catch. This is not a body catch. A lot of times you see pass receivers use their body to trap the ball, not Kyle Rudolph. He looks like a wide receiver on this play. Outstretched arms to make this catch. Again, I think the Panthers go back to the meeting room and they've defended this play pretty well. The defender is in good position, but this is just Kyle Rudolph being better than the guy defending him. He makes the catch, first down, and the chains move for the Vikings. Similar to the last play against the Carolina Panthers, here's a play against the Green Bay Packers, a crucial down and distance again. Third down and about 10 yards to go for the Vikings. They've crossed midfield, and they're trying to get into the end zone. Another thing I want you to notice on this play, once we roll the tape, you're going to see the Packers are going to blitz. They're going to bring a couple of defenders from the second level right here, and here's our guy, number 28. He's going to step up and wall one of them off. So the Vikings are going to be under some pressure here, but Christian Ponder waits until the exact right time, and he's going to deliver a pass to Kyle Rudolph. Kyle Rudolph, once again, right side of the formation in the slot. You're going to see man-to-man coverage by the Packers. Safety MD Jennings right here is going to be the one guarding Kyle Rudolph. So let's roll the tape and show you what happens here. Remember earlier in the segment, we showed you an out-and-up route by Rudolph against the Cowboys. He scored a touchdown. This is the same type of route here. Fakes an out-breaking route at about the 28, and he's going to cut back upfield. There's Ponder in the pocket. Once again, a nice pocket here by the Vikings offensive line and by Adrian. It's going to give Ponder just enough time to step up and find Rudolph in man-to-man coverage. Now, anytime you get this kind of matchup, if you're the Vikings, it's Kyle Rudolph against a safety, one-on-one, middle of the field. you throw the ball to Rudolph. That's exactly what Christian Ponder does. Now, once again, Dom Capers, Packers defensive coordinator, he really can't have any problems with the way MD Jennings has defended this. I mean, MD Jennings has his arms up and he's right in Kyle Rudolph's grill, but Kyle Rudolph is a Pro Bowler. He goes up and he's just a little bit better than MD Jennings on this play. A reception for Rudy, a first down for the Vikings, and that's another reason that Kyle Rudolph is an elite tight end in the NFL. All right, we've shown you a few plays with Rudolph making plays in the passing game. But to be a complete tight end in the NFL, you also have to be a good blocker. And Rudy is that for the Vikings. This is actually a facet of his game that he's improved every single season. This play against the Chicago Bears is a great illustration of his willingness to be a good blocker in the run game. And it helps Adrian Peterson quite a bit. So, pre-snap, here's Rudolph. Left side of the formation, and this is actually going to be the weak side of the play. We'll roll it through to show you what happens. Rudolph making a block down here on Major right. Now, a better angle of this play, though, is going to be the end zone angle. And at the snap of the ball, here's what you're going to see. Kyle Rudolph lined up on the left side of the screen, and this is Major right, the Bears safety, Major right. Rudolph is going to come off the line of scrimmage and basically seal and kick out Major right. Now, the rest of the offensive line is going to slide protect to the left here. Everyone is going to work one spot to their left to set this play up for Adrian, and it's actually a designed cutback where Rhett Ellison, the fullback, fakes this way and is going to be Adrian's lead blocker. And Adrian is going to, the design of the play, begin to the left and cut back to the right. But once we roll the tape, you'll see a Bears defensive lineman penetrates too far, and Adrian is forced to cut it back to the left. And if not for a Kyle Rudolph block on Major right, this play would end too early. The Vikings would not get the first down. So let's roll it in regular motion, and there you see Adrian doing what he does, cutting back upfield and making a play. The Vikings pick up a first down here. But what I want you to watch is Kyle Rudolph working on Major right here. Now, this play is not designed to go to Kyle's side. Kyle knows that, but he still gives A-plus effort against Major right and kicks him out of the play, and that's what allows Adrian to keep the play alive and get the first down. Here's Kyle working on Major right. Adrian cuts upfield, and that's a first down. So you can bet Norv Turner loves having a tight end like Kyle Rudolph. He had plenty of success with Antonio Gates in San Diego and with Jordan Cameron last year in Cleveland. I expect Norv to feature Kyle Rudolph and much the same way in 2014, and don't be surprised if it's another Pro Bowl season for our guy, Kyle Rudolph.